Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Masses of news, your phone calls, and a lot more in this hour. But we're finishing up with Sarah A. Carter, National Security Pentagon reporter for the Washington Times. She's won all sorts of national awards for years, covering mainly in Texas when she was first a reporter down there, the incredible stuff that's happening. And during the break, I was saying, my gosh, you're being chased by the drug cartels. You're being threatened. They're kidnapping kids, burning them in front of their parents. I said, I want to make a film down there, but my wife and family begged me not to go. I'm probably still going to do it, but I've been down the border a few times. It's dangerous enough just there. You've got incredible courage, and then you told me a story about what the sheriff's departments and others say. Tell the listeners about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what happens is, too, you know, we can go over to Mexico as tourists, you know, and some of the towns, it's great. You know, you go down there, you have a great time, and you leave, and nothing happens. When you go down there as a reporter, or if you go down there as a law enforcement official, it becomes a whole different situation. And I know that I've talked to many sheriffs when I was working on my stories out there, and they told me that they won't even attempt to cross in. They won't even go even on the weekends like they had when they were younger just to go by because they were so terrified of being killed. And they asked me why do I do it and why do I go down there? And, you know, I think it's important. I chose to be a reporter because I love this job. I love it so much I can't even tell you. I think I'm so privileged to be able to bring the stories to the American people that I think and that I ask that I know they think is important. And I wouldn't be doing justice to neither to the paper that I work for nor the people that I report to if I didn't see it with my own eyes and if I didn't report it firsthand. So I don't know where I get my courage from. Sometimes I have to be honest with you. I leave. I've left situations where it doesn't hit me till an hour later and I'm in tears because I think, wow, you know, that was cutting it real close. But it's worth it, and it's worth it when people listen and when people take these stories to heart and they make a difference.
Sure. So, here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. They feed on people because the population's poor and been dumbed down and enslaved, and that's why liberty doesn't exist in Mexico. Mexico uses us as a steam valve for their poor unwashed. Now this same evil government culture and drug culture is coming up here. And if we as Texans, Californians, New Mexicans, Arizonans, Nevadans don't say no and kick this drug cartel out and really slam them, they're going to take over our society. They're already taking over much of the Mexican government. I mean, they could really start taking over the Southwest. Towns like El Cenizo now fly the Mexican flag. And this is sick. Go ahead.
El Cenizo, I've been there. Yes, I know what you're talking about. I've seen that for myself. Well, you know, and I mean, think about this. These cartels are making billions and billions of dollars a year allowing Colombian cocaine to move through their transient routes, moving their own products, both illegal drugs, humans, as well as other contraband, into the United States. And in law enforcement, I've talked to a lot of law enforcement officials and a lot of people that are working on the ground floor down there say that these cartels have amassed armies much bigger than their own. I mean, their firepower and their capabilities are incredible. And their resourcing is incredible.
And because
these
our government,
little gang.
Our government wants to leave the borders open and make everybody think it's wonderful and sweet. They cover this up, and so now these criminals can take over. Meanwhile, they're setting up domestic checkpoints in the middle of the country, searching us, quote, for Al-Qaeda, but our border's wide open, and that really makes the war on terror look like a fraud, doesn't it?
Well, I've reported on it. I've reported on people crossing that border who have been taken by the Joint Terrorism Task Force who, if they want to look at the border is a place where many other than Mexicans are using it to cross. So,
Sarah
yes.
A. Carter, we got to have you back up again. Washington Times reporter, you're a hero to me. Thank you for spending time with us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're just awesome. All right, there she goes, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dollar has slid to its all-time low. The dollar is at 1.5370, or $1.5370 against the euro. The euro opened at 82 cents against the dollar. So what's 18 and 53? That's the change in value. Now, at parity, when the euro reached parity, what, 6 years ago with the dollar, it's lost 53-plus cents of its value. And against other currencies, it's even worse, like the pound. The euro is not even the strongest out there. The IMF is dumping billions of dollars of gold in the market today in a public attempt to suppress gold prices. It isn't even working. Gold hit 990 today. Yesterday it went up to 985, went back down 20 bucks, and raced back up to 990, went down, is racing up again, what, at 981 right now? Folks, well, I'm going to get into it later. I got tons of other news, but you've been holding too long. Let's go to your calls. Who's up first here? Rick in Tejas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you almost every single day since early January of 2007, and I'm so thankful for that you're out there, a beacon of light for the truth, because we are truly moving into some very challenging times.
Everything's insane.
Yes. It was said by someone great that all that's necessary for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing. But on the flip side of that, Andrew I Killed the Bank Jackson said that the committed actions of one equals a majority.
Well, that's it. And I would just add to that, evil people know that we lay down and we're cowardly, and so there's drug dealers running everything, corrupt government running everything. Evil is just going nuts. That's called tyranny. Go ahead.
Thank you. I wanted just to say I'm a Ron Pauler, and I want to say that failure is not an option, that the revolution lives on no matter what, and even if Ron Paul is not elected president, we have not failed.
Well, of course we haven't. We've woken up more people than ever. Federal Reserve being private is now a household word. New World Order, NAU, now household word. And Congress has an 11% approval rating, and we're going to expose all of them.
I just wanted to put this out there. I've been part of the grassroots, and I don't want to give away too much information because I don't want it to come back and harm us, but I was in one of the precinct conventions, and it went very well. Even though the precinct chair did not want to approve, voice her opposition to us putting out a list of alternates that she didn't know, and there was some discussion about it, somebody else piped right in and said she thought that anybody who was willing to actually spend time and attention to be a delegate should be considered. And so we got them approved, and we got every one of us there approved as delegates. And
well, I think you need to protest McCain and at least point out that he is a low-down, dirty dog, New World Order, gun control, open border, globalist lover. And
at the very least.
But, I mean, Ron Paul isn't – I keep getting all these calls from delegates, people that are about to be delegates, saying that you're going to just call for Ron Paul. That isn't going to happen. I mean, if you did that, the media would say, look at him. He only got 5% of the vote or 10%, and they're trying to steal it. And Ron Paul isn't going to accept it.
I understand that, but this is
I know you understand, but I told people that told me broker and convention and all that who are friends of mine, and they kind of got irritated that I wouldn't just buy into it, and it wasn't going to happen. So,
but all I know is if we don't move forward, every one of us listening, we need to do something proactive to bring this message forward, and it's not necessarily about getting Ron Paul elected; it's about moving him forward. He has become a symbol, a standard, if you will, for our movement.
Well, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. You know, to call it our movement, it's just liberty. It's freedom. It's resistance to tyranny. Truth movement, patriot movement, whatever you want to call the effort. It's get off my back, get out of my business, stop being a parasite and telling me how much you love me and how it's all for my own good. The government can't, won't, and isn't going to help you. It's got good people in it, but it's run by bad people. And it's all falling apart, and it's only getting worse. And the country's already in shambles. Like a snowball headed for hell, as Merle Haggard says. So we can't ever turn it around if we can't get the yuppies and the know-it-alls and the trendies to realize that we're in this much trouble. People say, oh, you're so negative. No, I can't find words to describe the triangulated, multifaceted angles we're being hit by. People say, well, where's the energy and drive of the New Order come from to do this? They're criminals. They've got scum working for them. Their whole systems are set up to be predatory, to be parasitic. They're always hiring new people. Their system's always growing. It has a hunger. That's why it grows. That's why it's so aggressive. Why it's at every spot. Because all their minions are getting money out of this and power. It's like we're a 100-pound dog dragging a 200-pound tick. If you look at taxes and debts and commitments and bureaucracy. The tick literally grew from the size of a penny up to 200 pounds, and the dog's laying on its side. It's barely breathing. The tick is, you know, punching it in the face, saying, give me more blood, and putting its, you know, snout up into its arteries and just trying to suck some more out. And, the tick has put TV sets up in front of the dog, showing it how loving ticks are, and it shows the latest fashions of the dog, how ticks are beautiful, and tick slimy underbellies and little furry tick arms are pretty, and the dog's basically dead now. And they go, we're nice. Yeah, you're real nice. You're disgusting scum. I mean, we got people running things that put poison in the water because they want to dumb you down. Documented, admitted, public. That shoots your kids up full of mercury and then lie and say it isn't in there. That's from on top. See, they love things where they can add MBTE to the water that sterilizes you. It's in the water supply of 49 states. The feds ordered that in the name of the environment, and it wasn't even taken out because of environmental concerns. Deadly poison, kills all the fish, everything. It's like cyanide. They put it in your gas tank. They love taking the sodium fluoride and all the toxins that come with it and putting it in the water. And no, see, it's all centralized. They're all about wherever all the power goes in a little bitty tube up to a little dark room, and that's why everything's command and controlled. And so the Ron Paul movement isn't a Ron Paul movement, as he would say. He was just a focal point of it. It's the Liberty movement. And so you take these meetup groups with thousands of people, tens of thousands in the big ones, hundreds in the small ones, and you call yourselves now, you know, a Liberty Committee. Or call it whatever you want. And then have picnics, have bowl together, have some fun together. You know, meet your dates there. You got to make it fun to perpetuate it. And go out and heckle politicians and go out and lobby together, you know, against gun control. When the legislature's in session, all go together. Find out what committee it is. 500 of you show up. Watch those gun bills go down in flames. Or get together and, you know, start following politicians, mayors and people. Just call yourselves reporters for a website. Don't call it some covert thing or they'll sick the FBI on you. Just be above board with a pad of paper and stuff and go into the bar, see what the mayor's doing. If you know the mayor's married, watch him get in the car with that hot jelly. You don't like that gun control CPS individual? You just go down, he put that on YouTube. I mean, start playing vicious hardball with these people. They're coming at us. I ought to just have whole shows on how to burn these people to the ground. Peacefully, legally, lawfully. These people are so corrupt, folks, you go to legislative meetings, you'll almost every time just catch cash bribery in the hall. They're so corrupt, they don't even... I've caught them multiple times. You'll just have cash, bribery, everything else. About half the judges, and I'm not joking when I say this, if you just follow them, you know, when they leave, or if you happen to see them, they'll be in drag. They'll pull up in a field and pick up a five-year-old kid a cop delivers to them. I mean, the Texas Youth Commission has giant rape parties of small children. And the cops bring them all in, and they have gladiator fights and everything else. Just hell on earth, total criminals, running everything, running around foaming at the mouth. But the average beat cop out there helping people, going to responding to robberies, responding to crackheads, you know, responding to bank robberies, responding to reckless drivers, they don't know. They're not bad. It's all the higher-ups, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something. You scratch the surface on any politician pushing New World Order, and that's about half of them, and I'm telling you, they're all crooks, ladies and gentlemen. They're all crooks. And I don't just mean we're saying what they do is criminal, above board. I mean, they're all involved in sick stuff. They're drug dealers. They're child molesters. You know there's a child molester guild that runs most of the country. But there's good cops busting them every day of the week. They're always being caught. You notice every day they're being caught, mainly Republicans? I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican either. But it's true that the Republicans pretty much are a pedophile guild, the higher-ups. You don't get in unless you're part of the club. You have to be gay, bottom line, but then they'd like you to go further and be a pedophile. I'm not kidding. All right, I've been ranting again. Trent, Joe, and others will get to you on another side. Then I'm going to get into news. Look, I'm sorry the truth is so insane. I mean, I can't believe it's this bad. I can't believe they're this evil. But it's true. It's true. It's all documented. You know, I'd get up there and say rocket attacks, mass murder, criminal gangs running Texas. People wouldn't believe me, and then I have an award-winning reporter on saying everything I'm saying and more. Burning children in front of their parents, just never in the news. Never in the news. We'll be right back.
Yeah. It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Getting a lot of calls.
All those Christmas days are passing
saying,
now.
Lou Dobbs. When's Lou Dobbs on? We want to hear Lou Dobbs. Yeah, we interviewed him first hour live. And it's nowhere on the web yet. It's going to rebroadcast in about 35 minutes at InfoWars.com. Those streams are right there for you. The show re-airs consecutively. 3 hours back-to-back on a lot of great affiliates out there across the country. Let's now go to Trent in Ohio. Trent, you're a trooper. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I've got one question for you. Don't we still have the power to recall?
Yes, we do, and we should be recalling so many of these governors. We should be doing that routinely.
I'll buy that, too.
Exactly. There's another great idea. You guys and gals have all the answers. I mean, Illinois probably got 70-something thousand. I was counting it up the other day, people in meetup groups. 70,000 people could organize a recount in their sleep in Illinois against all those gun grabbers. We could organize a recall against Rick Perry here in Texas with more than 100,000 people in the Texas meetup. But no, it's still just Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. Hey, we got him reelected to Congress. We need to have the march to focus these issues, keep us together. But we all need to start spending about half our time deciding. I'm not telling you what you should do. Your groups need to be forming into cadres and then taking action. You should have a big meeting at a big ball, have a great time, party, you know, for good food, celebrate your victory for standing up, getting together, and then have a big vote on agendas and then decide what the agenda for the year is and just take action.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I mean, we've got an army here of millions of people. I suggest we use it. But you're never going to be able to have a titular head and one group running it. It will disintegrate into infighting. Just, you know, even if these groups break into smaller groups, it doesn't matter. Make sure before everybody dissipates and goes back into the shadows that you say, no, we had a victory, we came together, now let's form cadres and vote on what issues we're going to fight for. I suggest following politicians around and starting your own news site, and, you know, they'll find out you're doing it, you get pulled over, what are you doing following the mayor? Well, I've got the daily bulletin of whatever, and we're seeing what the mayor's doing. We're following the story. Leave me alone, First Amendment. You know, that's your operational name, and it is. You're there to get info out. You call it operational cover, but that's not a cover. That's what you're doing. But it is a cover because they'll claim you're doing something else, so you have to hang out your shingle and explain who you are. I suggest hardballing them, and that means these people are dirty, and just get video of them with the girl, you know, with some 20-year-old teeny bopper, and, you know, he's married. I mean, hardball them. The games are over, folks. You want to bring these crooks down, I suggest you get to it. I'm giving you ways to burn them down forever. You're probably going to get worse than cheating on his wife or cheating on her husband. Look, if somebody's going to sell their country out, they're going to be cheating on their wife. If these people are crooks. Or you'll see them going to their bookie. You'll see them going to the gambling bar, and you'll see them with their bookie. Get the telephoto lens right through that window. Take photos of it. I'm starting to rant here. That's one thing you can do. Let's go ahead and take another call. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
It's me again. Listen, I was listening to you talk to that lady about what's going on with Mexico and all that.
Yeah, oh, the Texas, yeah.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I was watching the news, and I was looking at that Aaron Russo interview you did where he's talking about Rockefeller, about going into Afghanistan and Iraq and into Venezuela, but they didn't get Chavez. And you look at what's going on down there now, and the thing with going on in New York with that little bomb that went off in New York in front of the recruiters thing, and as I'm waiting to get on the air, George Bush comes out and he starts spouting off the anniversary of Homeland Security, and if you look back, if people take a look back at the big picture and all the events happening going on all at once, you know, you'll see that it's not coincidence.
Well, the Israelis and British have both been caught with flashbangs. And when I saw it this morning, before I learned more, I told my wife, I said, watch, it's going to be a flashbang up against a window. Because it's not that dangerous unless you were actually holding it and it'd blow your hand off. But it's something they always do. Now, they've been caught over and over again doing this. And their excuse is, we're under Al-Qaeda, a threat, and the people aren't taking it serious. Go down there under Operational Directive QM7 and detonate this. Sergeant Riblet, and then they go do it. And you're absolutely right. Or they may bust some punk kid who's emotionally unstable, who they fooled to go put the flashbang in the window. No, I mean, the British and Israelis have been caught doing these firecracker attacks against their own facilities. And they always do it on Election Day or some key thing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Honorable Chairman.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye.
Who lives in a takeout box on the seafloor?
Benjamin the Trailplan!
Who loves his brainwashing and always wants more?
Benjamin the Trailplan!
Strong Chinese army, something you wish?
Benjamin the Trailplan!
Then stop asking questions and get back to work!
Ah, what a wonderful Sunday morning in our glorious People's Republic. Better check my mandatory government calendar. I wonder what I get to do today.
Oh, goody! I get to go to work again.
Good morning, Tank. Good morning, Great Wall. Good morning, more tanks. Greetings, Patrick. You better get moving if you are to get to the factory on time.
I'm not going to work today. I have decided to take the day off.
Day off? You must be pulling my leg. Stop making humor before someone sees you, fool.
You are fool. I have used Google to learn about Western customs of leisure time, toilet break, and actually being paid.
I did not find those things when I searched Chinese Google. Use your head. Only through soul-crushing labor can we provide the West with affordable products like Nike shoes, electronic dartboard, dirt bike, sock puppets, hilarious rubber dog poop, Gap clothing, leather handbags, computer chips, American flag, baseballs, and everything at Walmart!
But Comrade Squarepants, don't you dream of a world where we can actually afford to buy the hilarious rubber dog poop we make?
Oh, no! And now you're having dreams, too?
Listen. come on. I'm just trying to exercise my freedom of speech.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that. Oh, fish sticks.
Yep, that was pretty funny. The video's even funnier. They made a fake SpongeBob video. That's up on Infowars.com. Look, we're going to get to Joe, let him finish up, Linda, Dan, Sean, and Wes. That's going to be it. I got a few stories I want to jam in the 25 minutes we have left. Don't forget, when the show restarts at Infowars.com on the streams, you got to go to those streams. You'll hear the Lou Dobbs interview we had right at the start of the first hour when that restarts at Infowars.com for all of you that missed it. Again, got a lot of calls saying you missed it. You didn't know it was coming on. We always surprise you with big guests. I'm only going to spend 5 minutes right now on this because I want to go back to your calls in the news, but this is very important, and I'd be dropping the ball if I didn't talk about it. The average in the last 4 days for gold has been about 972. Gold is at 976 and change right now, and it's going back up. Ted locked in gold at, what, 940, 950 last week. He is now down to the very end of those supplies unless it drops. And if you look at the graph in the last year, it races up, then drops a little, then starts racing back up again. And it's kind of in that waiting pattern right now, right up there at all-time high, right up at 980. Went up to 990 this morning. And all the experts are saying it's going above 1,000, period. But that's not the issue. The issue is AP. Dollar slides to record lows again. The dollar's plunge continued unabated Thursday, striking record lows after European central banks kept its benchmark rate on hold, and the U.S. released another batch of dour economic reports. The euro fetched a record $1.5370 in European morning trading. And it goes on, meanwhile, the British pound broke through $2 against the dollar again after the Bank of England also decided to keep its key refinancing rate at 5.25. See, the Fed, the private Fed, is cutting interest rates, so it makes the dollar an even worse investment. And then the former Fed chief's bad-mouthing the dollar. So they're doing everything, dotting I's, crossing T's, to drive the dollar down right now. I wish they'd stop. I wish gold would just stay the same. I even wish, even though it's my primary investment, it would go down, because that would mean the overall health of the country was better. But it's not. So I might as well tell you, while gold is just sitting there still, well, it's not still. It went to all-time record of 990 plus today. That's all-time record. But sank down a little bit below that. Still, it's high on what it began on Monday. This is a buying opportunity because Ted is having trouble even finding expensive gold, and he's almost out of the really good deals. He may secure some more. I'm only going to bring him up for 2 or 3 minutes. I appreciate him coming on. Ted, give me your bottom line take on what's happening.
Well, it's just exactly like you said, Alex. Right now, finding the product and keeping stock is really the big issue. I have a lot of people that have been buying gold and silver. Most of the shortages right now that I'm getting is in the silver area. Silver dollars, BU dimes, Kennedys, that kind of stuff is just, it's gone because of the finite supply. They made this stuff back in the early part of the 1900s. And it's no longer available now.
That's right. The mainline news sites say that silver is the thing that really doesn't have enough supplies. Gold is getting low, too, driving up the speculation. But silver, it's the big sleeper.
Yeah, silver, without a question right now, is in very short supply. But you're right about the gold, too. I mean, even to be able to lock in these British sovereigns and franc coins is getting to be tough, especially in the smaller quantities or smaller increments, you know, the quarter and a half ounce, the fifth ounce gold coin.
If it stays right up at 980, how long until you're out of the coins you secured at, what, 950?
Well, Alex, I would venture to say right now with the amount of volume that I have going on right now, I'll be out of this supply within the next day or two. There isn't a whole lot.
Now, folks, we don't just say that. Every time in weeks pass and months pass, when he said that, it does go up.
It does, Alex. It's not like I can control it. I mean, I only can pick up so much on my own security and based upon what my own wholesalers will give me, the ability to lock in, too. They're in short supply. They don't really have it. You know, every single gold company out there right now, their business has gone up substantially because of the fact that the dollar is falling in the United States. Government and the Federal Reserve System and the powers that be that control that and manipulate those markets are choosing to just drive the dollar right into the toilet. And
folks, you better move now on this gold. It'll still be a good deal when it goes up a little bit. Ted has really been holding down prices. Well, you've got three gold coins to offer and silver to offer. Tell folks about the offer.
Yeah, sure, of course. Right now we have the British Sovereign Gold Coin, and that coin right now is trading for $268 per coin. We also have the French franc, which is French and Belgium, and they're Swiss, you know, the ones that are done in Europe anyways. We have the franc coin. And they're at $214 per coin. And one of the things that I know I'm going to be running in short supply of that I have right now that I'd suggest that everybody jump on is these Walking Liberty half coins. They're at $210 per roll of 20. That comes down to $10.50 a piece. Spot silver right now, being as that's a half-ounce coin, spot silver over $20 a piece. Puts it, you know, a little bit less than a dollar over spot. I mean, it is just a really good buy. And in addition to this, they're going to be sold out, and I won't be able to have those.
And, Ted, I've been up there. I've seen you get silver above spot because you have to buy it. Everybody sells it right at above spot, even in wholesale. You're literally moving these out the door at the cost of taking the order.
Well, that's what we do right now, and we're getting a lot of people into the gold and silver market, and it's very important to do that because there's just too much trouble going on out there in the economy, and anybody that gets involved with it are going to, you know, too.
And let's face it, you're doing this to also clobber the competition. Folks, this is the best deals Ted has. It's going to go up in the next day or two unless gold drops, and that's probably not going to happen. So this is locked in $20-plus dollars for what he locked it in below what it is right now. So, again, this is a fabulous smoking deal. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Ted Anderson Alex Jones special, or it's going to be a little bit more. Again, these are the best deals out there. 1-800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again, Alex. It's always a pleasure.
You bet. And, folks, it's 1-800-686-2237. Brokers will be there till about midnight Central Standard Time. If you're listening to this in the evening, don't wait. Get in today. I predict by the end of this month it'll hit 1,000. I mean, that's a very conservative prediction. Now, do I know that for a fact? No, but it's just only going up. We predicted it would go over 900. It did. We predicted it would go over 800. Gold was going for, you know, 300 and something bucks when I first started pitching it. It's been as low as 260. This is insane. The dollar is only going down. Gold and oil are only going to go up. 800-686-2237. Okay, going back to Joe, he's still there in Pennsylvania. Finish up the point we were making, Joe. He dropped. Linda in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Welcome. Okay, Linda's not there. Dan in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Darren, you there? Okay, when it rains, it pours. Sean in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I was going to bring up something a lot of people don't think about or even look at. It's pretty much the Constitution. And think about it, the Constitution, whether we have the Constitution or not, people aren't realizing about Admiralty Maritime Law.
That's right, and it's contract fraud. They use maritime contract or Roman civil law, the law of commerce, to trick everyone with an overview of color of law enforcement. The cops don't even know they're breaking the law every day.
And think about it, too, is the United States of America being a, which is listed also, you can look up, a nonprofit religious corporation. Now, we're looking at corporations, and people aren't understanding about corporations within themselves. And about us being corporations also.
Well, there's a lot of, some of that is true, but there's also an overlying lot of disinfo agents and quack kooks out there getting a lot of people in trouble. But it is true that any way you cut it, they're using contract fraud to fool people. Mm-hmm. I mean, an example of this, if you're arrested in Austin for no seatbelt, they arrest you now for that. They always said they wouldn't, but now they do. When you go into jail, or I've been arrested protesting, they walk up and say, okay, we'll let you out right now. I mean 30 minutes after you're in. And they'll just say, just sign this form, sir, personal recognizance. And then it's a yellow form, three pages. And it lists nine different, last time I saw it, nine different crimes. Drug dealing, beating your wife, violence, reckless driving, alcoholism, drug use. And then you agree to all these classes, and you basically go into a furtive adjudication. And they had a local CBS newscast saying it was illegal. And the judges just said, hey, shut up, we're doing it. That's the end of it. See, I mean, so that's an example of what's going on.
Been there, done that.
That's how they operate, or there's no law you got to take a vaccine anywhere in the U.S. They just lie and have the kids line up by the thousands at at sports stadiums with judges there and police dogs. We have video of it, and they just say, it's the law, take the shot. There's no law. It just doesn't matter. You know, right there.
Well, also within law, corporations are fictions. They call them legal fiction.
Well, they call it a person. It's a life, yeah, that never dies.
Which is a fictitious entity.
That's right, my friend.
It's a, actually, I hate bringing up the word, a straw man, a third-party utility. You can't buy anything. Your straw man has to. If you go to the store or what have you, your straw man has to buy it. It's not you.
And that is an entity that they regulatory basically own. Thanks for the call. Good points, Sean. Wes in Idaho, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I appreciate you very much. I want to try and untie this knot as to who Israel of the Bible is and is not. Your earlier caller pointed out something I've known for years, that the Jewish Almanac actually admits that they are not Israelites. Now, the first belief out there is most common belief out there is Judeo-Christianity. Is promulgated by John Hagee and Falwell and Robertson. That's the belief that the Jews are all 12 tribes of the seed of Abraham.
So 80% are Central European, Eastern European, popularly known as Ashkenazi or Khazarians, and that's admitted in the Encyclopedia Judaica, and about 20% are Sephardi or from the tribe of Judah.
You are confusing British Israelism, which was started by Herbert W. Armstrong of the Worldwide Church of God.
But he didn't really start that 150 years ago. I'm saying the British monarchy believed that for 1,000 years.
You are confusing it with true identity, which is the belief that the white race is all 12 tribes. And this has been talked about by Colonel Jack Moore and Pete Peters.
No, I know, but I actually tracked back, I mean, scores of history books I read that didn't even have a political axe to grind, and then reprints of 600, 700-year-old text. And I'm saying that whereas it is true that when the Christians showed up, you know, 1,500 years ago and 1,000 years ago, in the Germanic lands, that they saw, you know, standing stones with Hebrew on them, and but that was because the Norse, and that was a large collection of people being seafaring, had gone into and been all over, and so out of that archaeological evidence, they were also in the Americas. That's now been mainstream proven. Out of that, you then get the claim that they are actually all the 12 tribes. I'm not even debating that or arguing. I'm saying mainline historically. There's something to it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying that there's three ways of looking at the Bible as to who Israel is, and you were confusing British Israelism with pure, true identity.
Well, I know they're two separate things, and I appreciate your call, sir. I appreciate you. And someday, maybe we'll do a whole show on this. My whole thing is there's different angles and different varieties of all that identity stuff, and I've read it and I've looked at it, okay, for years. What do you think I'm doing a show and haven't heard about all this? I don't believe that because you're black, you're going to hell, and that you're not God's child. And I don't believe whatever Ashkenazis are, whatever Sephardis are. By the way, they've done genetic tests where they've dug up the bones of people. And by the way, the Palestinians and other groups have been paid to have this done. And they've done the genetic markers. And, I mean, there is no doubt Sephardis were in the Middle East and were in what's known as Israel today. And there's no doubt those people aren't connected to the Jews of the Bible. I mean, I don't understand the obsession with this. It's just ongoing obsession. And then if I read my New Testament, if the Jews are the chosen people, and that's used as a catch-all term over all of the 12 tribes, the Asherites and all of it, if you've got, that line, and the line of David and Jesus. Well, Jesus came and said, you're all part of it. Go out to all of them. They're all in my flock. They're everybody. You know, and again, I'm not having a religious debate. This is not a religious show. I am a Christian. I don't hide that fact. But I don't get into all these thousands of sects fighting with each other and Protestant, Catholic, and all the other groups. That's not what this show is about. There's a million other shows that do that. I was just simply trying to point out that you know, 12, 13 years ago when I first learned about the different branches of it, that I actually did an investigation and that some of what you're hearing is true. I have no way of verifying the rest of it. There's a lot of history we don't know. There's a lot of things that got lost or destroyed. And it is very interesting to know where your roots come from. It's very interesting to understand all these things. There is no doubt from the archaeological record that going back even, you know, 5,000, 6,000 plus years ago, that all over the Middle East, and they've dug up the, you know, the primitive sites, and that's even on Discovery Channel and History Channel, and that there are Europeans, white Europeans in China, northern and western China. They've dug up settlements of people mummified, blonde-haired, blue eyes, they've genetically typed them, and they're basically Scandinavian. The Finns and several other of the Scandinavian groups have Asian alphabets and Asian language, all the linguists agree. So what is that? It's clear that modern India was founded by a subgroup of whites, and still to this day the ruling class, you know, is real careful about keeping themselves, and you look at them and they got, you know, light brown hair and blue eyes. So it's interesting historically to talk about that. We're all interrelated. I'll try to jam in a call or two more. Got some final news I want to hit on. Then the Lou Dobbs is coming up. Lou Dobbs coming up.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
You don't know how weak we've gotten there, Haggard.
Back before Elvis, before Vietnam War.
LiveFreeNow.org, that's the website you want to check out. March 28th, 31st, Irvine, California, Freedom Law School, 2008, Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference. They put on one of the most professional conferences you've ever seen. They're going to have Michael Collins Piper, William Rodriguez, Jason Burmes, Tommy Cryer, Joe Bannister, Larry Becraft, so many others like Davon Kleist. You're going to learn a lot there. These are people that have actually beaten the IRS, exposed 9/11, really some of the best names out there. Call and get your tickets. They sell out most of the time. 760-868-4271. 760-868-4271. That's March 28th, 31st, Freedom Law School, 2008, Peace, Justice, and Freedom Conference, livefreenow.org. And people are really responding to this, and that's good news. Aloe vera, I learned this more than a decade ago, because I actually studied herbs to see what really did work, is known for its detoxifying effect and cleaning out your system. It's one of those super plants like hemp. And aloe cleanse, body cleanse, Alanese colon and body cleanse is just amazing, concentrated aloe vera and a few other herbs that are really known for detoxifying, cleaning out your entire digestive tract and system. Give them a call today and get a bottle of their super high-powered Aloe's colon and body cleanse, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. Aloe's body cleanse. Again, if you missed it, 800-569-4056. We don't claim this makes you live forever or fly to the moon or it's a magical cream product that, you know, that makes your cataracts go away. We're just saying it's good for your body, really cleans you out, and believe me, you take this, just get ready. Some people here at the office have been taking it, and they're freaking out. It'll really clean you out. Okay, I'll make a joke about that. I meant to get into this more today. I had the audio clip of it. We just ran out of time, but Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson respectively did stories on it. Tomorrow for the Friday edition, I'm going to spend some time on this because ABC News came out and said, well, people kill puppies because they're under stress, and it's a way to blow off steam. Remember Limbaugh about the tortured Abu Ghraib said they're blowing off steam. They're just having a little fun. That's a quote. We have that audio clip we played many times. Well, that's what they're saying. Was killing the puppy a way for coping for one Marine? Stressful environment may have contributed to Marines apparently tossing a dog to his death. And they've now confirmed this guy's identity. The question is, did they make a fake video and then put a computer-generated dog in there? It's certainly not a fake dog, like some are saying. And then we have all these hundreds of videos of them killing other animals and people indiscriminately, so there's no doubting it. And when people defend this and say it's okay, it just legitimizes it everywhere. So we'll get more into that tomorrow. McCain went to the White House. He's now the anointed one. People are still thinking Ron Paul's got some type of chance. We got him back into Congress. We educated a lot of people. It's now time to start having big discussions about what to do with this army. We need to go to have the march in Washington. I suggest marches in other cities the same day simultaneously to get back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution, overthrow the Patriot Act in your area, a lot more. Big story up on Prison Planet about how suspicious this big firecracker blast was that blew out the window on the anniversary of Homeland Security. Lots of Bush grandstanding. Bali Bomber claims CIA Mossad were involved. There's no doubt of that. Go read that story. And they, without letting the people of England vote, they brought them into the European Union. They always swore they wouldn't do that without a vote, and now they've done it. So there go the globalists, just shoving things down people's throats as usual. Listen, I had Lou Dobbs on at the 8 after, so you'll hear the first segment of the show coming up if you're listening on the streams at Infowars.com. And you can rehear the Lou Dobbs interview coming up. First place is going to be re-aired right now at Infowars.com on the Infowars streams. God bless you. See you back tomorrow. Here comes Lou Dobbs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved.